Well, joining me now on the show is Rebecca Shee. Rebecca is the executive director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. Rebecca's been on several times, and I thought this would be a good time to kind of remind everybody as we hear the term DACA and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That's the 700,000 or so that Lindsey Graham was referring to in that statement. And just walk us through what is DACA, if you would, Rebecca.
Sure. Good morning, Rick. It's great to be on your show again. And thank you for having me on to talk about this really critical issue. So the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, or DACA, was put in place several years ago by President Obama. And under the program, immigrants who were brought here as children by their parents is able to receive a work permit and protection from deportations. It's a very, in order to get the DACA benefits, it's incredibly rigorous. The immigrant has to be able to pass a background check, biometrics, ensure that he or she does not have a criminal record, and also it's a program that you have to apply to renew every 2 years. So you have to qualify all of these criteria, you know, going to school or being part of the military or having a job, paying taxes and not committing any crime in order to get your work permit renewed. So that's the program. And this is a program that President Trump on September 5th of last year announced that he was ending and gave Congress 6 months until March 5th of this year to legislate, to codify into law. I think, you know, over the weekend, what we've heard from people like Majority Leader McConnell and said, well, why is there an urgency, right? You know, it's March 5th, we still have time. But the reality is there has been 16,000 DACA recipients, Dreamers, who have already lost their work permits and are vulnerable to deportations. And so that translates into every day 122 DACA recipients who are losing their work permits and become deportable. So this is an urgent issue. If we don't get anything done by March 5th, over 12,000 Dreamers will lose their work permits and become deportable, and that's terrible for all of us in our economy.
Now, the president this morning tweeted out, great to see how hard Republicans are fighting for our military and safety at the border. The Dems just want illegal immigrants to pour into our nation unchecked. If stalemate continues, Republicans should go to 51% nuclear option and vote on real long-term budget, no CRs. Mm-hmm. The Democrats have said that this issue, the immigration issue, is a core value issue mm-hmm. for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And indeed, this morning, there's a new ABC News Washington Post poll that's out that says, one of the questions, do you support or oppose a program that allows undocumented immigrants to stay in the United States if they arrived here as a child, completed high school or military service, and have not been convicted of a serious crime? That's the question. The answer, or the response and respondents' answers, 87% support. That's 87% support. And that's kind of a roughly consistent number, where I think other surveys have shown that to be in the 80% range. Do you support or oppose building a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico? Do you feel that way strongly or somewhat? Somewhat or strongly, 34%. So, you know, as much as Paul Ryan is saying that the Democrats are hostage to their base, Republicans and the president seems to be following his base on this. And I know that the business community has been very active in wanting to see a final overall resolution on this issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Even just the last 48 hours headed to this shutdown, our members, and especially the Republican donors amongst our steering committee, has been just aggressively calling Republicans in the Senate to support the Graham and Durbin DACA deal, you know, and when it was introduced on Thursday, we saw that there were 7 Republicans that have put their names as co-sponsors in addition to Graham, you know, plus the 49 Democrats we have gets us to 56, and you need 60 to pass. And so, I mean, we are awfully close. If this is called today by Leader McConnell, I mean, it will pass, and we're pretty confident it will pass over 60. And so the business community is not just the work that we're doing, but I think around the country have been extremely active to try to get a deal done now. And to your point earlier about the polling, just a couple months ago, even, you know, Fox News put out these polls that showed, you know, similarly 87% Americans across the board support a DACA resolution. But they also polled Republican voters and Trump voters, and the results were 79% of Republicans in general and 76% of people who voted for Trump, you know, support getting a DACA legislation. And so, the bipartisanship is there, the overwhelming support from both sides is there, including, you know, President Trump's base. So kind of using this issue as a political football is unproductive, and it's not, hurts the economy, and, you know, I think will hurt the parties as well.
We're speaking with Rebecca Shee. Rebecca is Executive Director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Showcase studio, along with Rebecca Shee. Rebecca is the Executive Director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition. We're talking about immigration specifically. We've been talking about DACA as it relates to the issue of the government shutdown. And the White House has made it pretty clear, and I think that the Republican leaders of Congress have joined him in this, that there's not going to be any talk about immigration until the government restarts. And so that becomes the principal loggerhead here, mm-hmm. is that Democrats aren't going to support anything mm-hmm. unless immigration is addressed. Mm-hmm. And Republicans saying, well, until you start the government, we're not going to talk about immigration. And I don't know where that figures out. Mm-hmm. And obviously, every day, as you say, every day there's issues involving potential mm-hmm. Risk of deportation for current DACA recipients that can't renew, mm-hmm. as well as every day we go through the government shutdown. Mm-hmm. When you say that your coalition members have been mm-hmm. calling Congress, Republicans in Congress, Democrats in Congress, mm-hmm. what are they hearing?
In the last 48 hours, so some of the things that we've heard is getting to the president is critical, right? That the Republicans who haven't put themselves out there as a co-sponsor, some of the moderate ones do believe in the issue and will vote for it, but they're waiting for the president to see if it's something that he would sign, right? And, you know, we are in the camp, and you know, we agree with Senator Grams and Flake and Garner. You know, part of the issue is let's see if this will get support on the floor and let it go through the process, the legislative process, and then bring it to the president for his signature. Rather than, as we've all seen.
We're playing chicken and egg.
Exactly. We're playing chicken and egg, and, the other thing that we've also heard is that, the vote to reject this short-term spending bill wasn't just on the Democrat side, right? So we had, you know, actually 5 Democrats who crossed over and voted with the Republicans to support the CR, and we had, I think, 4, but
I think it was 5.
5 Republicans too, okay,
yes.
That crossed over, right? And for a variety of reasons, but I think a few of them were also co-sponsors of the DACA bill. So I think there's frustration on both sides of not getting this piece done. And to your point earlier at the very top, the congressional Democrats feel like they had to up this ante to show that DACA was one of their core values, right? And the reality is, in the Senate, the Republicans need Democrats to pass this bill. So anyway, so that's feels like where we're at. Though yesterday, we did see a couple positive movement, including Senator Collins, who's a moderate from Maine, a Republican, gathered about a dozen or a little bit more than a dozen bipartisan senators in her office to try to figure out a way forward. So the fact that there were, even though at the very top, they weren't, leadership wasn't talking to each other among the rank and file, people were actively trying to figure out, you know, is there something we can do that will combine DACA with a CR to move us forward. So so that's, yeah.
So obviously the attention's on DACA right now, but even in the talks over the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. there's been the look, well, if we can get DACA taken care of, then we can address the whole long-term changes in immigration policy. But it seems that this has become such a political football mm-hmm. that it becomes it's a game, and mm-hmm. that you know that nobody really wants to resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get that feeling because mm-hmm. there's points being scored off this.
Right. No, absolutely. And, you know, I learned from a Chicago ward politician, and angry electorate is an active electorate, right? And we certainly saw that with the election of President Trump, and we certainly actually have been seeing that even over the last 6 months with what happened in Virginia, with the election results of Alabama. And as you and I were talking about, or even just the last couple of days, with the Senate district in Wisconsin that voted for President Trump, you know, in double digits, flip to Democrat, right? So I think that's going to be a big part of it, is that if this issue doesn't get resolved, there is going to be electoral consequences, and I think both sides is betting that it will benefit them. But I think that it's important to that they also know the electorate is watching, and on this issue, the majority of Americans and even the majority of Republicans support a resolution on DACA.
On that clip that I played of Chuck Schumer, and he mentioned that, you know, the Senate Democrats were even willing to go in on funding for the wall at the president's insistence. And I mean, from what I've heard, and maybe it's just the rhetoric, but coming from the Democratic side, is that they acknowledge that anything in exchange for DACA would necessarily involve some kind of funding for border security issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. In the Graham and Durbin bill had $3 billion for the wall. And you know, that's something that the president can take, and you know, he can get started on his wall. And I think the where it broke down was after the meeting with Senator, or after the call with Senator Durbin and the president, then they were later invited into the White House. You know, the president, in between those 2 hours, had talked to Steve Miller and Cotton and Perdue, who are some of the most hardline.
Senator Tom Cotton. And in fact, there's been subsequent stories about some of the Democrats saying, we're not going to have Tom Cotton in the room.
Sure. Yeah, and the substantive differences is that in addition, right, to the border wall, the DACA resolution, the diversity visas, chain migration, those categories that the president outlined in his, you know, big White House meeting on the Bill of Love earlier, that in addition to those substantive conditions, which the Graham and Durbin bill addresses, these other hardliners want to completely decrease legal immigration and also implement E-verify, right? And so then, in effect, you're pitting the parents, pitting the kids against the parents, that you're protecting the kids and then making their parents vulnerable to deportation through mandatory E-verify. And that's something, I mean, not only morally is wrong and inhumane, but from the business community, every time that E-verify gets put on the docket, it's the farm, it's the agriculture, and it's hospitality that just kills it, right, before it even sees the, you know, day of light on the floor. So, you know, I think that that's where not just Democrats will not stand for the, because then you get into the whole comprehensive immigration reform, which for Democrats, they will, and they did, right, in 2013, give or agree to E-Verify, but in exchange for legalizing the rest of the 11 million, right? So then if you want all of that enforcement and you give, you know, just the DACA piece, you know, the Democrats won't agree with it, but the entire business community will be hurt as a result as well.
So it's in these kind of, basically, it's in these kind of tradings that are going on.
Absolutely.
The universe gets expanded.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as the universe expands, it becomes the overall immigration issue, which I think everybody wants to see something done and that there's certainty and it lasts.
Right.
But as this universe expands, you're bringing in different trade-offs, and you're actually raising the issue to the whole comprehensive issue that nobody really wants to deal with right now.
Right.
And that's kind of what you're seeing going on in these various talks. I mean, as I said earlier, the president said, you know, send me a bill and I'll sign it. You had Durbin saying he just had this wonderful call with the president. He tells Lindsey Graham. And then, yes, what happens? Steve Miller, the White House aide who famously noted that the president shall not be, president's judgment shall not be questioned. And Tom Cotton, who some people are likening to Steve King, the Republican congressman from Iowa, from Western Iowa. And here again, we're stuck.
Right.
You think this is going to end anytime soon?
I mean,
you're the optimistic one.
Right. I mean, I think that it is the conversation that's the highest priority right now, and as the trying to figure out how to break this logjam on the budget, there has to be a talk on immigration. And I think that the fact that it's been raised to that level is something that we haven't seen before or haven't seen in a really long time. So that's to say, I think, you know, we're actually probably closer than where we've ever been on this issue. But I think that, you know, if something doesn't break, it's going to take us to March 5th. And, you know, unfortunately, if the program ends and we actually start seeing the DACA recipients getting deported or even for my members right now, you know, I probably get 5 to 10 calls every week of just worried about how they're going to be able to continue employing, you know, their DACA engineer or DACA doctor beyond the 5th. And some of them, their work permits are expiring out. And so I think as we see the human costs and the consequences, people from all these different sectors are going to want to raise the stakes, and hopefully that energy intensity will make both sides come together for a resolution. And I'm thinking if not by the 5th, it's probably going to be until after November, right? And after we see what
the midterm elections.
Exactly. And then people recalculate, so which would be unfortunate.
Well, we will be watching. Yeah. Rebecca Shee, Executive Director of the Illinois Business Immigration Coalition, thank you as always for joining me in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.